Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most of Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. First off, I want to apologize for the lack of content last week. I was in the process of moving. I'm still getting settled in, but I'm unpacked enough where I can get back to it. Now, started off the week with my Monday movie recommendation. But that's exclusive content only over on my TikTok, which is at Low Budget Movie Reviews. And I have a lot more exclusive content coming, so go follow me over there so you don't miss out on any of that stuff. I mean, I have a lot of entertaining things I have planned. Now, anyway, on with today's episode, we have the number 6 trending movie on Netflix called The Rental. It's listed as a horror mystery thriller, and it's plenty of actors you've seen before, but nobody major that I need to, you know, say anything about here. So what is this one about? We start out with two couples going to this Oceanside rental place just to celebrate some kind of business thing. Now, before I continue, let me clarify these couples. We have brothers, Charlie and Josh. Now, Charlie is successful, has his own business, he's doing his thing, while Josh is a bit of a screw-up trying to get back on his feet, so to speak. And we learn all this through exposition, by the way. To complicate things, his girlfriend, Mina, is the partner that works in the business with Charlie. Oh, and Charlie's girlfriend is Michelle, so, you know, she's a throwaway character. But anyway, more on that in my breakdown. Now, they arrive, and the renter seems a bit on the sketchy side, but they decide to take the rental anyway. So, they're having a good time. The brothers and Mina decide to get wasted while Michelle opts out, and she goes to sleep. So, they're partying. Josh eventually passes out, which leaves Charlie and Mina spoiler-free, but you know what happened. I really don't need to spell that out for you. Anyway, Josh and Michelle leave to go on some kind of hike, and while they're gone, Mina discovers a camera in the shower head. Now, while deciding what to do, Josh and Michelle return. Now, Charlie and Mina decide to keep it a secret and say, hey, we're just not going to say anything, we're just going to leave in the morning, and that's spoiler-free. I'm not going to say why they don't say anything, but that's spoiler-free. I have to leave it that one there. However, the rental guy comes over because Michelle calls him to fix the jacuzzi. Now, Mina decides to confront him about these cameras, and that's where I'm going to stop. From there, things go left real quick, and they're trying to figure out what to do and what's up with the footage from those cameras. So what did the pros think? Well, they actually liked this one. This one came in at a 74% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 44% that did not think that much of this movie. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives, as I always like to do. And this is going to be real quick. The performances were fine, because people, like I said, you've seen before, performance was okay. Everything looked fine. The movie was of good quality, I should say. Good use of one location, which is a staple in these low-budget type of movies. Everything was good there. It does manage a little bit of suspense initially. But I really don't have too many positive things to say about this one. Let me get to these negatives. The movie really didn't live up to any of what was promised. And by that, I mean it was a horror mystery thriller. There were no thrills to be had here. The horror element came in the third act when it turned into a bit of a slasher type movie. And that felt really out of place. And the mystery, it stays a mystery because ultimately it's just one of those things. I mean, you never really understand why or the motivations or anything of the actual person that's doing what they're doing. I'm being very vague here because I don't want to spoil anything. But the major problem I have here is the catalyst for all of these issues. So if they don't party and do drugs and get out of hand and those two don't cross that line, I find it hard to believe that any of these other events even take place at all. Or again, let me take it a step further. Even if they do take place, if they just do the right thing at one point in the movie, then the movie's over. And the villain, how is this setup even possible? I mean, how would this villain even know to do the things that he or she does once things kind of pop off? He doesn't know these people. He doesn't know their personalities. He doesn't know what they're capable of. He doesn't know anything about them. They're just this random, these random couples that show up to this property, and you know they're there to, you know, to have a good time. So none of it fits together at all. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I could ask questions and poke holes throughout this thing, but let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yeah, that's going to be a no for me. I don't know how in the world this got such a high score from the critics. I read a little bit, and they gave it a lot of credit for the setup and being something different. But yeah, I don't give this one that much credit. I would put this one, where would I score this one? Actually, I would probably put this one right at a 55% to stay consistent on the Rotten scale. I give them credit for taking a typical vacation gone wrong type story and try to spice it up with some slasher elements. However, the whole slasher part of the movie made no sense and it just didn't work. The couple drama stuff was really telegraphed very early on, and they literally show you in the first 10 minutes what's going to transpire before, you know, we even get to the house. Now, had they flipped it and it would have been Josh and Michelle that had their entanglement, it would have been a little bit more interesting how the story would have been written that way. Ultimately, it borrows bits and pieces from other movies, and it doesn't flesh out any of the ideas here, and you're left with a very unsatisfying ending where they try to leave it super vague. Like, I don't know if they were trying to leave it vague because there's going to be some kind of sequel possibilities or whatever, but yeah, please don't make another one of these. This one is a one-off. You're good. There's no reason to do anything. I don't even really care about the ending. I'm putting up in quotes. I don't need to know anymore. I'm good. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. I'm up on all the streaming platforms now, social media-wise, Facebook, Instagram. And again, I'll plug my TikTok again here at Low Budget Movie Reviews. Definitely go over there. If you don't have time to listen to the whole review, a lot of times I'll put a shorter form review over there, just to give you an idea, with some nice pictures and everything to go with it. So yeah, so if you don't have time to listen to this, which again, I try to only run less than 10 minutes here. You got 10 minutes to listen to this. But over there, my TikToks are like a minute, minute 30, 2 minutes tops. So if you want a little shorter form of a review over there, you can find those over there. And again, I'm going to have exclusive content on TikTok that I'm not going to have here. So if you want the whole picture, the whole scope of what I'm doing, you really got to follow me on all my stuff. But anyway, thank you again for tuning in. I will appreciate it. And I do have a couple of movies that I need to get in. There was a newer movie that came out last week that I need to do still. And there's a movie this weekend that I have to see. And yeah, I do have time to check out both of those. So you got a lot of content coming. But anyway, thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate you. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.